45 years ago on March 8th, the first U.S. combat troops landed in Vietnam. Women carrying flowers waded into the surf to greet the Marines. The next 10 years would be less hospitable. There is another lesser-known story of Americans in Vietnam, the civilians who were there before the soldiers came. In the 1950s and early 60s, when we had only military advisors in country, hundreds of Americans worked in the villages of Vietnam. Some were intelligence operatives, like Graham Greene's Alden Pyle in The Quiet American. Others were cement and fertilizer men from the U.S. Agency for International Development. Dozens of faith-based family assistance and medical organizations also fielded staff. All were part of a massive civilian effort aligned with U.S. government policy. These noncombatants represented us as much as the soldiers, sailors, and Marines sent in our name. They too served at the risk of their lives, and many of them died. Now we're facing a protracted war in Afghanistan. Due to the nature of warfare in the modern era, civilian deaths far outnumber those of soldiers. General Stanley McChrystal, setting a new precedent, has apologized for the loss of innocent Afghan lives. Americans are also on the line, as a surge of government employees has been posted to Afghanistan and Pakistan. According to Secretary of State Clinton, our civilian engagement will endure long after our combat troops come home. On this anniversary of the Marines landing in Vietnam, many of us will think of the wall in Washington. Many will reflect, too, on the civilians, ours and theirs, yesterday and today. To remember them all is to affirm that every life counts. It is one step toward abolishing the idea that war's toll on the human family is cheap. With a perspective, I'm Jill Hunting.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.